Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Zweli.
Good afternoon, good sir.
Are you well?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
I'm fantastic, man. Cannot complain at all. God is good all the time, eh? God is good all the time. Now, we talk about parental involvement in student learning. And for decades, researchers have pointed to one key success factor that transcends nearly all others, such as socioeconomic status, student background, or the kind of school a student attends. And that is parental involvement. Now, Zweli, how does parental involvement impact a learner's experience and performance?
Okay, thank you for having me. Parental involvement is one of the most significant contributors to a learner's success. Not just in terms of academics, but also their behavior, confidence, and long-term outcomes. So why this is important is because parental involvement directly affects a learner's academic outcomes, their attendance, and motivation towards school. So involved parents help create a sense of accountability and emotional support, which then strengthens a child's resilience and performance at school. You know, South Africa shows that learners whose parents attend school meetings or help with homework tend to perform better regardless of the parents' educational level.
Now, for a long time and for many parents, belief has been that education is the teacher's job. How does a parent actually get involved in the learning process beyond the payment of the fees, etc.?
Okay, so while financial support is important, it is not enough, unfortunately. A parent's presence emotionally, physically, and socially is what truly makes that difference. Being involved means taking part in children's educational journey, helping them manage their time, helping them with discipline, and even just being available to talk when they're feeling overwhelmed. So parents who are not formally educated can help in their own ways. So that support doesn't always have to be academic. They can show interest by asking about their school daily, you know, how did things go? What did you learn? You know, and then that emotional support. How are you feeling today? You know, they can create a quiet space for them to study or read at home. They can also encourage school attendance and punctuality, you know. Get them to have those good traits that will allow them to succeed in the future. They can also attend these parent-teacher meetings and school events to provide support socially. And they can also praise their efforts, not just their results, because you'll help them build confidence in themselves, you know. This is a kind of emotional and practical support that has shown positive outcomes when parents can't assist with homework directly.
Now, there's an issue of education on the parents. Do you think that that kind of involvement, if a parent is not that much involved, you know, some may not have been able to go to school and end up being petrol attendants, or maybe those who have not gone to school, they're basically just people who paint, etc., and with literally no education at all. Would that be an inhibition?
So every parent, regardless of their own education, can be their child's biggest cheerleader. So showing love, asking questions, attending those school functions, and helping them create a routine, you know, that helps them with their discipline are powerful actions that parents can use to support their children. So education isn't only just about books. It's about creating beliefs around school, structure, and support by being present and encouraging them. That's something every parent can offer a child.
But that's very nice. I do like that even parents who have not necessarily gone to school can actually be involved. Now, here's a question that's coming on the line. It says, can parents' involvement come with extra pressure if not done right, where the child actually wishes the parent would rather back off?
Yeah, so it's definitely going to come with pressure because, you know, when it comes to attending meetings and school events, not every parent is going to be available when those things are set. So now this is where the school can also assist right? So they can host parent workshops, either in their local languages as well, use SMSs or WhatsApp support groups just to create communication between the school and the child and the SGB. They can also help by scheduling meetings at convenient times for parents and, also acknowledge and celebrate parents' small efforts.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one. Now, what kind of advice would you have for that parent that is interested in knowing much more? Of course, because they lack education and they cannot understand reading or writing. And I do understand that you said they can attend parent teacher meetings, but they really would want to understand exactly what is this child learning about. So that because they wish to have a much more better impact. Is there anything they can do at all?
Yes, so parents can encourage reading and learning at home,
Oh,
even
be before
without
you
that
get to that,
formal education.
before you get to that, please hold on to that. There's a follow-up to that question. But she means in terms of a parent who is overbearing and has too high expectations.
You meaning academically?
That's the question here I'm getting.
Okay, can you repeat it for me again?
Okay, remember there was a question that says that was saying can a parent's involvement come with extra pressure if not done right? And then the follow-up was in terms of a parent who is overbearing and has too high expectations.
Yeah, so the high expectations can limit a child's self-confidence. You might always feel that you have to meet up to your parents' expectations, then they no longer do things for themselves. So it's good to give a child independence, allow them to have their failures, allow them to, show their weaknesses so that they recognize areas in which they need to develop as well. A parent also doesn't have to be the only one involved. There's a whole support structure around the child, So maybe asking every day, did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? Did you might show that overbearing behavior. Whereas maybe you can communicate with the teachers instead, and allow your child to relax and step in when you notice that there are problems, but rather be supportive emotionally to say, how are you feeling? Rather than, did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? Did you?
All right, that's nice. That's a beautiful to know. And then back to the question I was asking before I distracted you there about a parent who really wants to understand and have some kind of an insight of what the child is actually doing.
Yes. So asking those questions is important, What did you learn today? Then both of you feel that their education matters to the child and yourself, and you'll be more informed at the end of the day and learn some things possibly, right? But you as a parent, you don't have to feel discouraged that you don't know the maths fully. You can assist in your own ways, right? So I said that you should encourage reading and learning at home. So tell traditional stories or folk tales that to help build their language skills as well as imagination. Also encourage the use of like community libraries or the newspapers, or listen to educational radio stations like this one, or on the on the in the car as well, or TV shows, Another thing can be to label household items in the child's language and English to help them build their vocabulary.
Now, do you then feel that a parent involvement, should be right up until they do matric, or perhaps at some point at high school, you now need to just allow the child to fly on their own?
A parent should always be involved in their child's life. It doesn't necessarily matter the age, but their presence, encouragement, and willingness to engage with, their education allows the child to feel supported. So, it's very important that a parent be emotionally present and promote that good behavior and responsibility throughout their lifetime, because that's their role model. And they won't even receive all these benefits of being around from you alone, because in South Africa it takes a village to raise a child. So extended families, neighbors, our churches, and community leaders also play a role in reinforcing positive educational values. I mean, culturally, Elders can share their life lessons, motivate learners, and model perseverance, which is just as invaluable.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Zweli, I'm going to let you go, but before I do that, what word would you have for first learners who really would wish their parents to be involved, and also for parents?
Okay. For parents, parents are not just funders of education. They are co-educators. No matter your background, your presence, your words, and your values, you shape your child's future. So every learner and every parent matters. And for children, what I would say is also teach your parents how they can be involved. Start by talking about school, open up about yourself as well, and get them involved, So maybe sometimes a parent might feel that everything is okay and they don't know what you're going through. So having open communication within a household allows for that parental involvement, which is a two-way street.
Beautiful. And then, is there a way a child can say, "Mommy, Daddy, I'd like you to please be close," or the child will just simply have just to wait for the parent to, whenever they feel like to be involved?
I mean, if when they approach the parent, they should approach them with respect, honesty, and also take responsibility of their formal education. But just by mentioning that, I'm struggling with this, is there a way you can help me? And then you build a relationship through that. It's not always where the parent might be able to help, but the parent probably knows some people who might be able to help.
Beautiful stuff. Zweli Mqhayi joining us, as always, talking about how we develop our children in the education space and making sure that they excel in their different spaces. Zweli, thank you so much for your time.
Wonderful. Thank you to you and your listeners.
Lovely. Blessings to you.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.